Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 13th of November, and here in Auroville it's raining on 25 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today is mostly cloudy with a couple of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day, and a couple of evening showers and thunderstorms followed by occasional rain and thunderstorm over the night. Temperatures range between low of 24 to high of 27, with heat index on 34 degrees Celsius. Easterly winds at 11 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 17 km per hour. Moon is in last quarter, illuminated on 61%. Resident Assembly Service has registered that 391 Aurovillians were nominated by 250 Aurovillians. 94 nominees agreed to take part in the 3-day selection process. 49 Aurovillians offered to be an active member, and 45 offered to support the selection process. They have not mentioned proposed roles for each nominee because during the 3-day process everybody is free to change it. The idea is to give everybody time and space to find their place. As we are all aware, representing Auroville and its community is a very important and responsible role, so Resident Assembly Service invites us to give feedback on any of the names that have been proposed for nomination to the Working Committee and the Auroville Council in a conscious and respectful way. In particular, they would suggest that this is done with sincerity and deep introspection. All feedback received by the review committee must be signed. We can send them even by email to feedback_review_list@auroville.org or we deliver it on paper to the Auroville Council office on first floor in Town Hall between 9:30 to 4 p.m. And the deadline for the feedback is Monday, 24th of November until 10 a.m. Auroville Council updates us on their activities. Sura and Rena have finished their term as members of the council at the end of October. Sarah, facilitator, has resigned. Veronique Jaubar, silent listener, will now be a resource person facilitator for several tasks of the council. The study group is actively planning the 3-day selection process for the working committee and the new members of the Auroville Council. They hope to have new, active and skilled members through this selection process to join the team. The Auroville Council is currently working on these topics: sludge disposal in Auroville, several issues of natural justice with Kudam, working committee selection process, facilitating land board information, and they are about to start looking into entry service mandate and policy, housing service mandate and policy, FMC mandate, and long-term vision for security in Auroville. They are always on the lookout for skilled facilitators to help them with one or more of these topics. If you feel you have the time and skill, please contact them at avcoffice@auroville.org. And they would like to have their interactive general meeting soon to discuss these topics in more detail and to listen to the community for feedback and other burning issues. They will announce the date of this meeting soon, and I would like to thank the community for our patience and support. On Saturday at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone, we are invited to see Bharatanatyam Arangetram of Priyadarshini, who is a student of Guru Tiru Krishna Kumar and Ms. Sita Krishna Kumar at Krishna Kumar Dance Academy. Musicians who will accompany her are on Natuvangam and vocal Tiru Krishna Kumar, on Mridrangam Tiru Madhu, on flute Tiru Srinivasan and on violin Tiru Srinivasan. Host of the events are parents Yatra Srinivasan and Adi Lakshmi. And next Saturday, 22nd of November, Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas will present Moonful Musical Theatre, which is the second project of Shapeshift and continues the rigorous research for a hybrid visual-physical performance language. Devised and performed by Arpit Singh, Dipna Daryamani, Himanshu Singh, Maitli Bapatkar, and directed and light designed by Surjai Sapl, produced of course by Shapeshift. And under the auspice of the Tamil Heritage Center and the Aurulvasi Training Center, a seminar will be held on 23rd of November, which is following Sunday, between 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and after 2:30 p.m. onward at Saucho Circle in Bharat Nivas, on the topics prayers and meditations. Kavignar Menakshi will preside over the function. Thiru Marugappan will be delivering the keynote address, and delegates are from Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, and Auroville will participate. Proceedings are mostly in Tamil, but partly also in English. The Ashakti team informs us that our Olympics for Athletics will be held next week at the Ashakti Sport Complex in Dana for the older batch of kids coming between 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. and that will start on Monday, 17th of November. The events include 100-meter, 800-meter and 1,500-meter race, shot put and cricket ball throws, long jumps and triple jumps, and they welcome volunteers willing to help with timings and distance measurements to facilitate the event or even simply to cheer on. Porto's distribution center needs to close today for the full day because of construction work. They are planning to break a wall and the noise and dust make it impossible for them to keep the center open. And here's the announcement from Gas Bottle Service that the government of India has introduced a direct benefit transfer for LPG scheme in Puducherry starting from 15th of November. LPG bottles will be sold at the market price, which means non-subsidized price, which is approximately 1,000 rupees. And the subsidy will be transferred to the beneficiary's bank account. Under this scheme, non-India's OCI, NRI, PIO are not eligible to receive the LPG subsidy. And the year is coming to the end fast, so the Youth Center updates us on annual Christmas fair preparations. This year they plan to have some more activities, more games, more music and more food to celebrate the special time of the year and to acknowledge that we are all one big family in Auroville. So if you got any items in the house that are just hanging around, they could use them to sell at Christmas fair. You need to drop them at YC anytime or you call them if you need the help with transport. It goes for all from clotheswear to cookware to furniture to lamps and from jewelry to umbrella to boxes to hairbands. They can use all. And if you are feeling like you need to do some physical activities and or get off your burn, you are more than welcome to join them at the Youth Center every Sunday afternoon from 12:30 till sunset to help in building the game room walls using recycled material to help in clearing and preparing areas for the fair. We can call Youth Center at 262-2857. And here's the word from our editors. Auroville radio team has been meeting with the idea to build general media survey to better understand the information requirements primarily within the community. We will also focus on the radio and expand this to our listeners here and from all over so we can fulfill our communication goals and improve our service. Our team, Andrea, Miriam, Reno, Fernando and Roland have been creating content by recording interviews, meetings, events and units as well as creating programs and following their particular interests. And let us conclude with the film schedule at Bharat News. Tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. there will screen 12 Angry Men, directed by Sidney Lumet and was made in USA in 1957. At Ecofilm Club in Sadhana Forest, at 7 p.m. also tomorrow, we can see Bears, produced by Disney Nature and directed by Alistair Futtergill and Keith Schlory. The French Pavilion presents on Saturday at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso, Le Cycle de Carte Bresson, a documentary in French by Pierre Assoulin. At Visitor Center Movie Show, today at 8 p.m. we can see action drama science fiction Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, made in 2014 by director Matt Reeves. And tomorrow, again, action drama science fiction Elysium, made in 2013 by director Neil Blomkamp. At the Laissez-Faire Visitor Center upstairs, they screen every Thursday Hindi movie, and today we can see Earth 1947. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can see tonight at 8 p.m. French drama Cross Tracks, made in France in 2007 by director Claude Lelouch, and on Saturday, an international comedy drama romance Words and Pictures, made in USA in 2013 by director Fred Chiapisi. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. they will screen Adventures of Huckleberry Finn and His Friends, episode 4, 5, 6, made in USA 1980 by director Jack B. Hively. And later on at 8 p.m. within Fritz Lang Film Festival at Cine Club, we can see drama, crime, film noir, Ministry of Fear, made in USA 1944, of course by director Fritz Lang. From the words of the mother, volume 14, we read, "In the final analysis, everything really depends on the divine grace, and we should look at the future with confidence and serenity, progressing at the same time as quickly as we can." Thank you for listening. Also, you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.